Get started on your painting project this summer and save big money at Menards. Rust-Oleum Stops Rust 5-in-1 Spray Paint lets you choose from 5 unique spray patterns with a twist of the dial, so you can get a professional, corrosion-resistant finish on every project. Save big money on Rust-Oleum Spray Paint now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Kingdoms Queens podcast. Look at us doing this thing together in person. You are probably wondering why.
What the heck is going on?
But we are together tonight because we actually have some exciting news. The Kansas City Star is actually going to be covering our podcast, Kingdoms Queens, in an article this week. So they are here. So
shout out to Emily.
Yeah, shout out Emily, our photographer that's hanging out with us tonight. But yeah, so we're in for a fun little episode. Excited to kick this off with you guys. And the Chiefs are officially in the AFC Championship game again.
I mean, where we knew we were going to be. Patrick Mahomes told y'all.
That's all he
last year that we were going to be here. Chris Jones told y'all at the parade that we were going to be here. Guess what, guys?
We're here. So we're super excited about it. 7 years in a row for the Kansas City Chiefs, which is just basically unheard of, but we're really glad it's back at Arrowhead this year because it's been, well, last year was at the Ravens and we won, which was fantastic, of course, but it belongs in Arrowhead.
It's always good to be home. It's always great to be home, that's for sure.
So. Yes, but we're going to get into this with you guys. First and foremost, want to get into one of our sponsors, Pink Lips Cosmetics. We both have on our gloss tonight and one of our lipstick colors. We love their product. It is women owned and it's local to Kansas City, which is just awesome. You can find it in Targets, Walmarts, all that good stuff. But then we also have a promo code for you, which is 15% off with our code KQ15. Pink Lips Cosmetics, they don't only offer just lip stuff. It's also eyeshadows, bronzers, concealers,
things for men,
vitamin C lip balm, like all kinds of good stuff, skincare. So check them out. We love Pink Lips and thank them for sponsoring our show. So let's get into it, Jody, shall we?
So, I mean, as we know, last week we spoke about it and we were in the divisional round and there were so many great games that kind of happened last week.
There were
some that were terrible too. Like, now that I'm actually thinking about this out loud in my head, like, some of the games were great and some of them were bad. I think the one that we were most excited for though was the Commanders versus the freaking Eagles, which
no, the Lions.
Oh, the Commanders and Lions. Oh yeah,
coming up.
Commanders and Lions. That game was so good, and I think it shocked the world. But I mean, we can really start with the other games first too. So if we want to. Ravens lost to the Bills, which that was something that last week, Lexi picked the Bills. I picked the Ravens, which when you looked at all of the stats and the analytics of what was going to happen during that game, it literally was split like directly down the middle. It was split down the middle. So seeing the Bills being able to pull off that win against the Ravens. Now I will say, like, everybody talks about Lamar Jackson and they're like, he always folds in the playoffs and he always does this in the playoffs. And yeah,
he does.
He did. He did. So
I thought this could be the year that could be different for him, but you really, I mean, there's like room for almost no error in the NFL,
yeah,
especially at this level. And he turned the ball over twice, and granted it was in the first half, but he still turned it over twice, and that can make or break your game. And Josh Allen might not have had the flashiest stats from the game, but he didn't turn the ball over. And
well, that and the fact that, like, I feel like the Ravens, it took them so long to get, like, their identity.
Momentum.
In the very first quarter, Derrick Henry only had 21 rushing yards at the end of it.
Yeah.
And, like, that's – you guys brought Derrick Henry on for a reason.
For the playoffs.
You seen what he was doing all year long. Like, most games he was averaging either one or two touchdowns a game, easily between 90 and 100-plus yards every single game. And they didn't even get into their running game until literally
in the second half.
Now, I will say, like, that – when you think of it, maybe that's great on the Bills. Like, they definitely were stacking the box the whole entire game, and they were, like, rushing and blitzing as many people as they could to stop the run, to stop Lamar Jackson, to stop Derrick Henry. So, you know, their game plan worked, but it feels like the Ravens, it took them a while to kind of get, like, their rhythm going. They also didn't think that losing Zay Flowers was going to be a big deal, and it clearly was.
Yeah,
it clearly was for them. So, and
yeah,
I mean, we can get into the conversation of Mark Andrews. I know that it's not like the best conversation right
Man,
now.
Man, you feel for that guy. Like, that's just, he's so good for them all the time. But then to have almost a chance to tie the game and then just come up short like that is absolutely brutal, because you know that you can't recover from it. I mean, the Bills got the ball back and that was it.
It's so funny because his first drop, like, when he was by himself, like, in the middle of the field, like, around the 50, and he caught the ball, and then he dropped it, and everybody was like, he was trying to be Travis Kelce. Like, he was trying to impersonate his best Travis Kelce impersonation,
he
fumbled. So that was very, well, he dropped the ball, so that was really unfortunate. And I think the goal line play, like, we can just fast forward all the way to the end of this game and just talk about, I'm like, let's just fast forward to literally the last 59 minutes and 30 seconds of the game. So the Ravens, they score a touchdown, and now they're going for a two-point conversion to score the game, to make,
and
to tie the game.
It was a great drive.
Right. So they were trying to tie the game up so they can go into overtime and win in Buffalo, right? So Lamar Jackson. So I have two things about this. Lamar Jackson throws the ball to Mark Andrews. Mark Andrews basically fumbles it like three times in his hand. That's what happened. And I know y'all seen it because, man.
That's
brutal. I just want to know, why did they not run the ball from the –
I think everyone was expecting them to, so they were like, and Mark Andrews was wide open.
He was
wide open.
That was his second time being wide open and dropping the ball.
Yeah. And if something's not working, maybe don't go back to it.
I get, like,
but you're going to give your guy a chance because that's been his safety blanket.
But Isaiah Likely was really good in that game too. So it's like,
he was better in that game.
He was better in that game than he was. So that's why I'm like, I don't know.
Better in opening week too.
But why would you not even give yourself an option to either let Lamar or let Derrick Henry run the ball in? So when I think of it, I'm just like,
especially,
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. That's why you got a guy like Derrick Henry.
You brought him in here for this reason.
So, and I think both teams were trying to avoid not, like, showing their whole playbook in case they made the next round. But at that point, like, you can't really do that.
Well, and at that point, too, I kind of feel like it's all hands on deck. So you throw every single book, you throw the sink, you throw the fridge.
Yeah,
like,
you throw everything.
I feel like you're throwing everything you can, because it's like they're going into overtime. So if I have to pull out, like, a sneak play or whatever to get – 3 or 4 yards to put the game in the overtime. Win or go home. They're in Cancun now. So that was really unfortunate for them. So
that's brutal. I mean, it was going to be brutal for no matter which team lost, right? Yeah. There's going to be narratives all offseason. It's unfortunate, but Josh Allen and the Bills, they pulled it off. And Lamar was sent packing. But
We can get into the other games.
It's crazy.
Eagles versus.
I feel like, is there anything else? I mean,
who do they
mean? Well, okay. I want to say one other thing about the Bills.
I'm like, I can't remember.
The Eagles played the Rams in the snow. One more thing about the Bills, though, and the Ravens that game is they both, and they probably think the same thing about the Chiefs, but, like, they both looked beatable, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So I don't think the Bills, and of course, I mean, the Bills could be saving stuff, whatever, but I don't think what they did, I don't think they did a lot that was, like, special. I think they got a few good Josh Allen touchdowns that he ran in himself. that I bet on him last week for, and he didn't give me one, and then he gave me two this week.
He literally did not throw a touchdown the whole entire game.
No, he didn't throw one.
And I think that is just, like, the funniest thing, like, ever.
So, I don't know.
The fact that he did not have to throw. Because I took for one passing touchdown, and guess what?
He didn't have to.
He ran the bar.
Yeah.
Three rushing touchdowns. But I think, well, and I'll say this, I think that the Bills did stick to their identity, and that's why they won the game, because Josh Allen is known for his legs. And I know we're going to talk about our matchup this week and how that is going to be something that's very important and imperative to stop. But that's the reason why the Bills won. Like, did they even throw the ball to Amari Cooper?
No.
Right. And they brought Amari Cooper for the playoffs.
We didn't throw it to DeAndre Hopkins.
We did not throw it to D-Hop either.
We'll get into that. But yeah, we can dive into the other things too. So congrats to the Bills. Coming to Arrowhead.
See you in a couple
days.
See
you soon.
So yeah, Eagles-Rams. I think the only thing I have to say about this is I think, and I know we're going to talk about, oh no, I am so sorry. I kicked a dog.
The dog under her feet.
I'm so sorry. I think the only thing that I would say is the Eagles did not look spectacular to me. I don't think that they have all season long. Mm-mm. I think that Jalen Hurts is not 100% healthy. I think he even maybe got a little bit more banged up in the game that just happened this past week. Saquon Barkley is really freaking good.
He is very good. Of course.
And I still stand by what I say. If it did not snow as hard as it did, the Rams could have beat them.
I think the Rams
and should have beat them because they looked great. Like,
they did. It's just
Puka Nacua looked great. DeMarcus Robinson was clutch.
The snow just was not letting up the entire second half. And that's hard to play football in, but that's definitely going to get the advantage to the Eagles.
If the Rams would have scored in the first quarter, I think they would have won the game.
Yeah.
They ended up settling.
That's the thing too, is you probably look back on that like, oh, if we would have, I mean, they did know the snow was going to be bad in the second half. Maybe they didn't think it was going to be that bad.
I definitely didn't. I thought it was going to be like a dusting.
In the first half, you need to take advantage of the weather.
Yeah.
And you should. Someone should be paying attention to that.
Well, and people were like slipping and sliding everywhere.
It's hard to play in.
And ice and all of that too. And for LA to be, well, let me not say LA. For the Rams to be a dome team and to be able to go out and still have like that type
still
of execution.
Still put up a great game, yeah.
Like, A, respect McVay. Because he is a great coach. And he clearly showed that through this game. So, he is a great coach. And I really think that They looked good. It sucks. I'm excited to see like what next season is going to look like for them because they definitely are.
They have a young team. They
started ticking late in the season, mm-hmm. and then it started just clicking for them, and they just started collecting wins, which is like super great for them. So
just didn't have enough consistency, you know.
But they didn't.
I think they get one or two more years out of Stafford.
Yeah,
and then. You got to find a quarterback.
You got to go younger, and there's nothing wrong.
But
with
their team's pretty young, so I feel like they're going to be set up for a little while. Yeah, which. They're a fun team to watch. Yeah. So,
we got to talk quickly about the Commanders and the Lions.
Oh my God. I just did not. If you would have told me the Lions, can you imagine at the beginning of the season saying the Lions are going to lose to the Commanders in the divisional round? I would have said you are insane.
I was sitting on my couch and I was like, no.
There's no way.
No. This is going to happen right now. Oh my God.
Even my mom,
I love
my
it.
Mom for some reason has a soft spot for the Lions. And so she was watching and she was like texting me and she's like, I cannot believe what I'm seeing. I was like, I know.
I think one, it's very, very clear. And we've been saying this for weeks. Like Jaden Daniels is the rookie of the year.
He is so good.
And like at this point, he's the only like real rookie. I don't want to say real rookie that's left because it's Xavier Worthy. Like,
they're not a quarterback,
yeah. Right? So,
if quarterback is different,
if the MVP is the quarterback award, then rookie of the year, I feel like, kind of falls in that category.
It does.
It definitely does.
Unless you had someone like just completely
Saquon.
Crazy. Yeah.
Saquon.
But even then, I think it's Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, right. So he's the only rookie that has made it to a championship round. And the Commanders, I don't remember the stat. Like, this is their first time making it to an NFC championship game in like 32 years or something crazy like that. And now the longest team is like the Cowboys, who haven't made it to an NFC championship game. And it's all just super hilarious. And I can't imagine
being a Giants fan or a Cowboys fan. And
they have to be sick.
Can you imagine, like, if the Chargers and the Broncos were in the AFC championship?
I would literally not watch this
game. No, I wouldn't watch. I'd watch the AFC. I wouldn't.
Literally.
Or, you know, whatever. But
I'm not watching
it. So. No.
But no, I mean, I think Jaden. So let's talk about the Lions and how they fell apart.
They never worked together, I feel like, for this game. The Commanders, now I understand the Lions are decimated with injuries.
A lot of their players are back.
Some.
But I mean,
a lot of their D line is gone, and I think that's where they struggled the most.
True, but they were winning games.
I know. Those guys.
Like, they still ended up being the one seed. They still beat the Vikings.
Okay. So the hot topic right now. That Lions fans are very
no sympathy for the our players were injured.
Oh no, we never have that. Yeah. But that's not. I'm just saying that's like the narrative.
Yeah.
But right now, what's going around with Lions fans is they're very upset that, I mean, Ben Johnson's already in Chicago. What's their other
got off the
what's
PJ
the defensive coordinator's name? He's about to go to the Jets. I can't think of his name.
I can't think of it. Hold on.
But look in our group chat. Wasn't there?
It won't take me long to find it.
Now I lost my train of thought. What was I going
to
say?
You're trying to say that they weren't fully focused for this week's matchup because they were both interviewing.
That's like the thing.
Yeah.
So they're like,
not necessarily wrong.
I understand that mindset because look, Ben Johnson's already a Chicago Bear. Aaron Glenn is the other one, right? He's about to be a New York Jet. I mean, I feel like it would be hard. I would support the NFL moving the whole entire interview process until after
you're
the
done. Yeah.
Just wait till everyone's done. Yeah. Every single team, wait until after the Super Bowl.
You can wait. Nobody told your team to lose.
And if everyone's waiting, then it's great. Yeah. Like, no one has a problem.
It's even
so. Just make everyone wait until after the Super Bowl. And then you don't have these wonders in the back of your head because I wouldn't, like, if I were a Lions fan, I'd be wondering that. I'd be like, was he distracted this week?
I would 100%.
So.
Yeah. And Aaron Glenn. I mean, like and it's so funny because when he got there, he was like, this is where we wanted to be the whole time. And I was like, oh, you can't say that.
Yeah.
Like, I get it.
Yeah, but you go right to your division rival, like, oh, we were wanting to be
the
here.
Body's still warm.
Yeah.
The body is still warm. They just died 2 days ago. Like, come on just now. Died. You done packed up the whole family and the whole house and just landed in Chicago. Like, we're so happy to be here. That was a really unfortunate situation. But I will say, you know what? It definitely probably has something to do with their game planning. I still think they're – I don't know. It wasn't a good game for the Lions at all. But they still had everything they could to win the game.
I mean, they made it
– didn't. Like, they made it competitive. They
The Commanders had 31 points at the half. Like, that – you can't have 31 points in a first half.
And you're supposed to be one of the best defenses in the NFL. So, yeah.
That's just, yeah. But
my question.
Congrats to the Commanders and your fans. That's really exciting.
My question to wrap up the Lions season, because it was really fun while you guys were here. And it really shows that. Well, and you do remember me saying most of the season, like, you're putting your whole entire playbook out there, scoring 25, 28, plus 40 points every single week. For what? Why are you doing that?
There's you made no it exciting in the regular season.
You made it exciting, but you also gave us accessibility to your whole entire playbook. And I think that because they were interviewing and doing other things, they didn't have time to really be creative. So they could just dig back into their old book and pull out.
And they did. And
that is why.
That's when Jamison Williams threw an interception.
Absolutely.
So why are you taking the ball out of your quarterback's hands to win a game? Win a game.
So dumb. What are you doing?
Why is your wide receiver
Andy Reid? I will yell at the top of my lungs
if you put Travis Kelce in at quarterback.
And you know who wants to be the quarterback of this team? Just don't listen to him. I would be.
He already had his moment a few years ago in the Steelers wild card game where he threw a touchdown. I think that's enough. Like, we don't need that. And we were up
so
much. It didn't matter. But.
It makes my eye twitch just thinking about it. But
thanks, Joe. It's nice.
The only thing I want to ask you, Lexi, all you guys listening, shout out to the almost 800 people listening. And yes, we had technical difficulties and could not connect everything this morning, afternoon, evening, night, whatever it is. But shout out to y'all for being here. So just retweet as you're listening. And
yeah,
watching.
We had issues getting to her account, but so just retweet.
Sorry.
Help us out here.
My question for y'all
if you're on Twitter.
My question for y'all is, with the Lions losing their OC and their DC soon to the Jets, possibly, is their Super Bowl window shut?
No, I don't.
You know what? It's funny. So wait. I was trolling. Well, I don't think I was trolling. I think I was very serious when I asked this question last week. What does Dan Campbell do besides motivate and inspire?
He doesn't play call.
And say, yeah, let's go for fourth down. Mm-hmm. What does he do besides that? And I mean that in the most respectful way.
Like Campbell, but
he doesn't play call. The only decision he
he's
can really make
is, he's a great leader.
He's a great leader. So basically, I can be an NFL head coach because I think that I motivate and inspire. And I think that I can say, let's go for fourth down or not. And I also think that I can be a hype man. I'm just saying. I just want y'all to answer the question. That's literally all I'm asking. So if you know that all he does is motivate, and he was great when he played football, sure, right? But is he going to be able to get this team back to this place if he don't call offense or defense or nothing? He don't play call. What does he do? I can be hype all day.
Easy to be hype.
And we down 14. So what does that mean? Like, can he make halftime adjustments? No. Anyway, that's enough of that conversation. And the Chiefs won. They beat the Texans. And
we'll get into that. No, the refs won, Jody. The refs.
Refs won. My check cleared. I'm very proud of myself.
The refs
very
won.
Proud of myself.
So.
Very proud of myself. But no, I mean, we can go ahead and get into our next sponsor, which would be
Autograph.
This thing.
You can move it to that side if you need.
Bless.
She's using my computer.
I'm like, I don't know how to use this thing.
You're upside down.
Oh.
That might be why. Autograph is our next sponsor. We have big news to share with you guys. We are super excited to be partnering with Autograph, a fandom company co-founded by NFL legend Tom Brady, who, you know, Patrick Mahomes is trying to pass him. Their new app, Autograph, gives diehard fans like you a one-stop shop for the best fan content for your favorite team, obviously the Chiefs. Rewards you for doing what you're already doing as a fan. For example, you can listen to The Kingdom's Queens anywhere, but when you listen through the Autograph app, you actually earn coins that can be redeemed for amazing rewards, including free, discounted, and no-fee tickets, A-plus memorabilia and merch, and one-of-a-kind experiences. So download the Autograph app in the App Store or Google Play Store today for free and use our referral code Kingdoms Queens. That is referral code Kingdoms Queens, the Autograph app where your fandom lives.
Fantastic. Shout out to Autograph. We appreciate y'all. And have y'all downloaded the Autograph app yet? And don't tell us that you did.
If you didn't.
Because we just told y'all 30 seconds ago to do it. So don't say you did if you didn't.
And you earn cool rewards. Right. Like, how would you not?
So. And like tickets for the game.
And it's not even just our podcast. It's other Chiefs podcasts, other content. So if you listen to other stuff on there, you're going to earn rewards by doing that. So
absolutely.
Support the community, you know? We're working hard out here. So
let's go ahead and get into this Chiefs-Texans recap. So the Chiefs won by a lot. Now,
14-23 is the final score.
They covered the spread depending on which spread you got. Now, some people got this 8-point spread.
Should have taken the 8.5.
Some people got the 8.5. Some people got a 10, which is crazy. You waited way too late. And then some people got a 9.
It's the people that took the 10 points that are the most mad.
They mad. Which, you know what? I feel that. But like, I also knew not to take the spread. You just always got to take the money line.
Yeah.
Like, come on, y'all. But let's go ahead and chat a little bit about Chiefs-Texans. So last week, the biggest concern was rest versus rest.
Yeah.
Are they going to be rusty coming out? What is this team going to look like starting? And they hadn't played for 23, 24 days. Some players hadn't played for like 18 days, whatever. What is this team going to look like? And I will say, the first quarter, they did look a little rusty. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. I think that was as expected.
Mahomes would never admit to that either. He said, he's like, no, it's just the Texans have a good defense. Yeah. They do. Yeah. Have great defense.
Sure do.
But we were a little rusty to start off.
We were definitely a little rusty.
Although, I want to start with the freaking amazing kickoff return by Nico Remigio that kicked off the game.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
That was phenomenal. That was a really exciting way to start the game. But then, yeah, to just go, I think it was like three and out, and then kick the field goal was like, it's like
what are we doing here? Especially when you're that close to the goal line. And it felt like
we were so close. We were like within 30 yards. And yeah, so it's not.
I didn't like the last play call that was right there either. I was like, what are you doing, Andy? And then I was also like, okay. Like, all right, like it's the first drive of the game. I'm not gonna be angry. I do feel like we're still trying to figure out who we are in this game and what's happening and who we're going to be. Totally fine. Andy Reid wasn't going to just, I don't know. I hated it. That's the easiest way for me to say it. I hated it because I'm like, go for the dagger every single time. But that's me.
You also sometimes need to take the points. And I guess early on like that, I understand taking a field goal. Because you don't know how the game's going to go. Now,
clearly, when it goes 6-6, yeah, going into halftime or something.
Not, it was a little better than that. 13-6, I think, going into halftime.
Did we end up scoring right before the half or after?
Yeah. I think it was right
before. Well, yeah, because after the half, they had the ball for like 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then missed
the
field
goal. Yeah, they took us on a 10-minute drive.
And then they missed the field goal, which I did not understand. But no, so I mean, if we want to talk about it, we can kind of get into the offense a little bit too. So yeah, when you look at the offense this game was Kareem Hunt, Travis Kelce,
and Xavier Worthy kind thrown in there.
Kind of. That was the offense of this game.
Literally.
And that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Listen, if it's working, don't change. No, I agree. You know?
Like, so now a lot of people are upset because we didn't see a lot. A lot of people were upset because we didn't see a lot of DeAndre Hopkins. We didn't see a lot of Hollywood Brown. You didn't see like Noah Gray at all. People were upset because when we first started the game, they were super heavy with Isaiah Pacheco and they thought we should have been more heavy with Kareem Hunt.
I do feel like
I understand.
I get it, but I also think it's important to remember we have to save Kareem towards the end of the game. And you don't want to wear him down early on. And I think that's kind of the trend we've been noticing with them both back is like,
but if he's tired because he's been off for 24 days, I think, like, yes, if it's like the middle of the season,
we also didn't have much of a run game.
No, well, and I do think
versus the Texans, like, we didn't. I mean, Kareem had a few good breaks, especially in the second half, but yeah, the whole first half, we didn't have much.
Well, the Texans' D line is really good,
they're very good.
So, when you look at it, and they definitely know they were stacking the box too and making sure that we couldn't. And I think, like, one of the biggest questions that we had last week when we had Nate on was, okay, if you have Caliendo at guard and if you have Tooney at tackle, what is the run game going to look like? And I think it's evidently clear what the run game is going to look like. The left side of the line is not going to be the best, your best option.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No. When you're trying to run the ball. So that's when you see them.
That's the thing, too, is our run game is better when Tooney's at left guard. But I don't know if they're even going to change it. For this game.
And I know that we're going to get into this game. I don't think they should. I think you probably got to just stick with what you've been doing this whole time at this point. But I will say another thing that the Chiefs, I feel like, and everybody's kind of said this too, after everybody's finally had like a second to sit down and like rewatch the game, rewatch some film. Mm-hmm. We definitely were playing with like a heavier set too. So you were seeing more of like the tight end sets and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. And not so much of your little guys like your Xavier Worthy and your Hollywood Brown, because we know what their secondary is like too. They have a really great set
their
of corners too. So
their defense is stacked from the D-line all the way back to the secondary.
Literally. So when you think of it that way, now I will not understand why they kept leaving Travis Kelce open. That will I'll never understand,
but it's fine.
I don't understand the logic there, which goes back
and
to
and they locked down Hollywood and D-Hop very well.
Which is something fun.
Yeah.
And I think maybe that's the thing, right? Like, I feel like in their game plan, and I have a lot of things to say about the Texans game plan for last week, but I feel like their game plan was Travis Kelce will probably get, if you look at Travis throughout the whole season, over 18 weeks, he wasn't super electric like you would expect him to be, because Travis Kelce doesn't really do that.
He doesn't need to be anymore.
And he doesn't really do it until the playoffs. So when they
save his body, he's 35. You know.
When they were, and I know what it's like waking up at 30 and getting off of the cold ground at 30. Oh,
horrible. Anyway,
but when you look, if they game plan around Xavier Worthy, Hollywood Brown, like that all makes sense. Around your DeAndre Hopkins, which...
And I think they probably expected DeAndre to be more involved, and he wasn't.
Because DeAndre took more snaps in... That was his first game with the Chiefs, the Texans game. That was his week one with the Chiefs.
What do you mean?
That was his first time playing for the Chiefs.
DeAndre Hopkins?
Yeah, his first game was week 11.
I wasn't versus the Texans. I was versus the Bills. Or the Raiders.
Week 11 was the Bills.
Or the Bills. Mm-hmm. We had him for the Raiders, but it was very limited.
What week was that? 10?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's right after Halloween. Because that was the trade deadline.
Well, I'm not really sure why they did it. Game plan for DeAndre.
That's why, I don't know.
I'm not really sure why. Well, that was for my point when we get into the next game.
But... yeah, hopefully we see more of him next game. Maybe they were just saving him a little bit because they knew these corners are really good anyway. I mean, the Bills corners are good too. But
I don't know if that's it, though. I mean, I just feel like if you're not going to cover Travis Kelce and he's going to be open the whole entire game, then why would I expose anything else in my playbook when I don't have to?
If Travis
is literally going to be open the whole entire game, they didn't cover the middle of the field at all. And that's where Travis was, like, dominating on them. So... seven catches for 117 yards is insane. And then he had that big burst for like 40 plus yards.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, what in the world? And that was after the controversial Hollywood Brown catch, which I think was a catch on the sideline.
Yeah.
I think it was a catch. I think if it was anybody else, it would be a catch.
I think so, but it did get knocked out at the end, so that's tough. But I do wish he would have challenged it. I wish Andy would have at least challenged
it. I definitely think he had control of it, and he went down, and both legs were on the ground, and then he lost the ball.
And then he lost it.
And if it was anybody else, that would be a catch.
Yeah, well. Yeah, so, maybe the Chiefs too much.
Yeah. I do think also, like, that's the point of having a challenge. So, like, Andy Reid probably should have challenged it.
I wish he would have, but, you know.
And we had the timeouts, too. So, even if you wouldn't have got the call,
still
had time. It's weird. It doesn't matter. I think it's also important to – was there anything else on the offense that you wanted to talk about? I think the O-line did well. I think Juwan Taylor had a pretty good game. He actually had a really good game, and people aren't acknowledging that. And I'm one to give him grief for sure.
We'll give anyone grief if they deserve it. But.
When you're going against Will Anderson and those dudes are
for who he was going against, he did really well. I think Tooney held up as well as he could. I think he allowed one sack.
It's in the first half.
And then I think Caliendo did a pretty good job. It's a little questionable on a few plays, but you know, I think O-line for the most part did well. But again, I expect them to open the playbook a lot more this next weekend.
I mean, maybe.
No, I think they will. I think you have to against the Bills.
I think there's only two
games left.
Just
enough, though. Just enough.
Because we think that we better win this week, because I also have things to say about the NFC, too.
Yeah.
I think the two teams left in the NFC are very beatable.
They're extremely beatable.
I think this is the hardest game, and we need to focus on how... This is the game.
That's why I say you almost need to open up your playbook a little more for this one.
You just, and if Andy wants to pull things out from 2018 to beat the Eagles, then that's fine. Like,
they have enough in their arsenal.
Absolutely. He does. So I think the only other thing with the offense that I would say is, like, I really want them to – Kareem Hunt is your number one running back. Isaiah Pacheco is your number two.
Also, we barely saw Samaje Perine, like, at all.
Well, so it's probably because the times we did see him, he was more so being like a blocker.
Yeah, he wasn't. Chip. Their defense just gave us a lot of challenge up front. So I don't think we quite got to do exactly what we wanted to do on offense.
Yeah.
I think Nate Taylor said something similar today, but yeah, I think that was kind of clear. But I think next game is going to be a lot different anyway. The Bills defense is very good, but they're not as tough as the Texans defense, in my opinion.
No, not at all. Let's kind of talk about our defense though for a second, because
they were, oh my god.
And that was one of my biggest questions coming into this game too. Because when you look at the Chiefs defense the last few weeks, not counting week 18, week 18 don't count, y'all. So when you look at the Chiefs defense the last few games, they were getting turnovers, they were getting sacks, they were creating all of this havoc to people's offenses. And for me, I was like, are they still going to be able to do that once the break is over?
Mm-hmm.
So to see them to be able to go out there and still everybody,
they didn't.
It felt like Oprah. Yeah. You get a sack. Yeah. You get a sack. Like
George Karloftis had three. He went on one.
FAU, Chris Jones. And it's so funny because going into the game, I was like, Chris Jones is going to have two sacks. George Karloftis is going to have one sack. And I was like, oh, okay. George Karloftis had three.
Yeah.
Charles Amenihu got his one, which I don't know if y'all saw, but the Texans newspaper the next day was Charles Amenihu being like,
yeah,
after he got his sack. And I was like,
he was on the Texans.
I was like, I love this so much for him. That was fantastic.
They drafted him. Justin Reed was on the Texans. He's DeAndre here now.
Hopkins was on the Texans.
Justin Reed actually was like this close to a sack. And so is Nazi Johnson. Yeah. They both were. And they both, I mean, CJ just got the ball out before either of them could get there.
And there was almost a interception too. And Justin Reed got in the way.
Jalen Watson was going to help.
Jalen Watson. You know what it would have been like for Jalen Watson to get an interception on his first game back after coming off
and then
injury.
Justin almost concussed him. I mean, I know what you're trying to do, but like, oh my gosh.
Like, move.
Yeah, move. Jalen would have had that at their like 20-yard line.
Yes. So
Karin, what could have been?
what will be. We'll speak it in existence. But I just want to say, like, I'm very happy with what I saw from the defense.
Oh, yeah.
So to see him
kind of let up 12 points.
Yeah. Like that. And we gave you two. We gave you two
on a I was very angry. Special teams play at the end.
I was very angry. Yeah. But no, it was very smart.
I get it, but yeah. We gave you an extra two.
But we can get into that. We talked about that last week too, about how the Texans defense hasn't really scored more than two touchdowns and like it was like 12 games or something ridiculous like that. So for them to only have 12 points is actually very on brand for them as an organization.
And I mean their defense is what keeps them in the game.
Good. Absolutely.
Now they did move the ball at times.
Yeah.
Like CJ got a few good runs in on us.
And I mean, in the second half, they had the ball for 10 minutes.
Yeah, they had a 10-minute drive on us.
And in the third quarter coming out of halftime. So I was like, oh, they made some really good adjustments. Uh-huh. I was like, we got back
on them.
Spax blitzed the hell them.
That last drive, I think CJ took four sacks on the last drive.
Sorry. And then I think like brutal. That's what D'Amico kind of like waved the white flag. Yeah. Like, get the quarterback out of here. Mm-hmm. We need him. He's our franchise.
Yeah, we got
it. So we need to get him out of here.
We're not winning this game.
I was very happy with what I saw from the defense. And it gave me nothing but just like positive, like excitement going in through the rest of the playoffs.
They looked, I can't say flawless, but they looked very good.
They did look really good. And yeah, I mean, not only did they have 8 sacks, they missed a field goal, they missed an extra point. Like, you guys are really doing self-inflicting wounds.
So if we
want to
talk about special teams really quick.
Yeah, we can. So everybody who wanted to say that the first block punt that we had against the Broncos, right,
was a fluke.
No, we keep telling y'all.
And it was like the same thing we did. It was
same
Justin
player
Reed,
and everything.
Justin Reed got off the edge. Leo Chenault got his hand up. And that's exactly what happened again.
It was Leo Chenault the first time.
And
Leo Chenault this time.
Yeah. So
I've seen that man climb on the side of a bus. So am I surprised that he is that freaking athletic? No, I'm not.
He's insane.
Harrison Butker was 3 for 3.
He was great.
I mean, now granted, like it wasn't like super deep. Like it wasn't from like 45 or 50.
And thank goodness because the wind was bad.
It was bad. It was very bad.
And I think that's part of a big reason why they missed that first field goal.
But I'm very happy that the offense put us in a situation where we didn't have to have Harrison come out there from 45 or 50 plus.
So that's actually a plus.
So that's a win.
Like, that's a good thing.
That's a win. The offense was moving the ball and getting in a range where they needed to be.
And they felt confident, and he was spot on every time.
Right.
Like, it wasn't even late.
And I don't feel like Andy was super aggressive either in this game. Like, I feel like he was just like,
he just did enough.
But I think that he was willing to be, but he didn't have to be.
He didn't have to be.
Because the Texans were like, pretty mid. No, I'm not going to say mid. No, the offense was good. Their offense was bad. Their defense was elite.
Phenomenal.
Their defense was elite. Their offense was bad. So I kind of want to get into the controversy, and we don't have to stay in it long, but every single Chiefs fan did a great job last week paying their dues to the refs. very proud of every single one of you. Make sure that you get your payments out on time this week for the AFC Championship Sunday.
What's our ref's name right now? Cleet Blakeman. He does not love us.
But actually, there was a really good stat that came out about him too earlier that was pretty good. Someone did a deep dive.
About all the games that he. So just so you guys know, our record with him, I think all time is like 10-7 or something. With Mahomes, it's like 9-6. So it's, I mean, it's still a winning record with him as our ref, but it's not the best. I think with Josh, his games with Josh and the Bills, like they're like six. They're like 6-2, I think.
Oh.
So
either way, I don't care.
Yeah. But now he has this weird stat this year where let's see if I can find it real quick. But Patrick Allen, shout out to him from Arrowhead. Mm-hmm. Addict Prime? One of those. Sorry.
It's so many.
But he was the one who did the deep dive. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so it was kind of like a weird stat of like the games that Blakeman has refereed, the home teams had a big losing record this year with the games. However, they were like games you would expect those home teams to lose.
It was like,
so it kind of made sense once you put it in perspective.
It was like the Jags versus the Lions. The
Titans versus the Packers. You know, like stuff like that where it's like, okay, like that makes sense.
Cowboys versus the Eagles. Like, well, duh. Of course, the Cowboys are going to lose because they're not a good football team.
So
now I said something on Saturday immediately after the game, and a whole bunch of people, not Chiefs fans, got mad at me. I said, well, I think it's evidently clear what D'Amico taught his team this week and where their focus was before they even left the great city of Houston. You know, I love Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Texas for him. So it's really unfortunate because, and I argued with Texans fans all day Saturday and Sunday about this and a little on Monday. Mm-hmm. But like, you don't get to tell me that your head coach wasn't creating this narrative in the locker room when multiple players immediately after the game spoke about us against the world.
And he himself, D'Amico himself said it too.
D'Amico, Will, basically Joe Mixon, everybody said something about
the all refs. Of their star players.
Imagine Chris Jones, Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce immediately after a game talking about the refs and how they had the game in their favor and we knew what it was going to be.
We knew what we were coming into.
That's incredibly embarrassing, one. It shows me that your franchise is very unserious, too. I lost a lot of respect for D'Amico because what?
Like, how was that your mindset going into a playoff
game? This is what y'all were talking about in the locker room, on the plane.
You were never going to win if this is your mindset.
You literally got off the plane with a loser mentality. Like, it's like you were making an excuse on why you weren't going to win the game. No, the Chiefs are better than you. That's why. They're a really good football team.
That is why.
So it's, for me, I'm going to just say this. That cannot be the mindset that you want to have next season if you want to be a good team and you think you're going to make it in the AFC. That is tough. The Bengals should be good next year. You know what I mean? There's going to be a lot
of teams on a revenge tour
in the AFC
Bengals are
who you're going to have to get through. The Ravens, they're going to be coming for revenge. Who knows what the Steelers are going to be like? Like, you better get it together this offseason and fix your mind because that's very embarrassing. And I'm very proud of every single Kansas City media radio station that called y'all out on sounding ridiculous because that's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing.
Anyway, that's all I got.
No, it's true. Should we get into, do we have an offensive player of the game or defensive player?
Yes. I mean,
that's pretty obvious.
Patrick Mahomes is my offensive player. Patrick was great, and people are not giving him the credit that he deserves because
can we talk about his pass where he was falling and threw a touchdown to Travis?
But he does it all the time, so that's why people
used to it. But right,
and man. I still think the one on the goal line where he's so like good. Reaching and he hits the orange that's still my favorite one. But Patrick is gonna Superman every chance that he gets, and I love it. Like, as long as you're healthy and fine at the end of this, and your ankles and your legs still work, bet. But like. Patrick, one, Patrick Mahomes has been playing very clean football for a very long time. He hasn't had a turnover since the Bills game, week 11. So I need you guys to realize that when you're mad that he's overthrowing the receiver or he's throwing the ball out of bounds,
it's not a turnover.
It's not a turnover. And you've seen what the Chiefs do when we get turnovers. We turn them into points, right? You know that most of the games that we have won this season have been by one score, right? So if Patrick's throwing turnovers and the other team is capitalizing and they're scoring, those are games that we could be losing. So respect Patrick Mahomes for playing clean and smart football and not putting us in harm's way. That is my offensive player of the game.
I'll say mine. It's going to be obvious. It's going to be his counterpart. It's going to be Travis Kelce.
How can it not be? His work wife.
Yeah, his work wife. Patrick's work wife. Travis Kelce had 117 yards. He's now the only player in NFL history to have how many games in a row with 100 plus yards in the playoffs? Like not
10?
Nine, I think. 9 or 10. It's a lot.
Now I got to go to the Chiefs.
And a touchdown.
I'm like, now I got to go to the Chiefs.
He was on the receiving end of that craziness.
Yes, he was.
Caitlin Clark was in the skybox with Taylor Swift.
I did not
Everyone
know.
Was sick over
so
that.
Wait, I didn't know that Caitlin was there. I didn't know that Willie Gay was there because I was
yeah,
at
Willie
the game.
Gay was there.
I was at the game, so I had no clue about any of this until after.
She's not seeing all the all the highlights.
So. I didn't even know Willie was there until Sunday. I was like, Willie Gay was there. That's my best friend. And so then there was a whole conversation about that because they were like, "Why is Willie Gay there?" It's like, dude, he's won several rings with us.
He's watching his boys try to get
He was an impact player. Like,
yeah. No, I love that he
I want him to be in the locker room getting them hype.
And I love that. Well, Caitlin Clark, for if you guys don't know, she's been a lifelong Chiefs fan.
Yeah,
so.
This ain't new. Yeah. Y'all know people in Iowa, Nebraska, they're Chiefs fans.
They love the
they
Chiefs.
Don't,
so.
They don't have a professional sports
fan. I think it's great that Taylor invited her to sit with her and they got to have a merry old time.
I love it.
Oh,
it doesn't say. It just says most playoff games with 100-plus yards.
Oh.
Chiefs, please, give
please
me a
give
number.
Us the better stat.
Tell me a number. Anyway.
Ask AI.
Literally. No, AI lied to me about something the other day. Oh. I had to fact check it. I was like, are you sure?
What?
And then she gave me another stat. I was like, okay, girl. My defensive player of the game, God bless. I think
there's
I'm
so many.
Say,
oh, so many good ones.
I'm going to say Charles and Minnehue. And I debated between like him and FAU. So FAU is the reason why Uche is not playing. I just want to make that very clear. He understands the playbook. He can play in multiple areas. He has been dominating while he has been out on the field. He is always either getting his hand in the way or having a sack.
Mm-hmm.
So FAU, for this to be year three for him, he's really kind of turning into that player that we want to see.
Yeah.
But my person is Charles Minnehue because we knew that he wanted this get back. And yes, all week long, he did not talk any crap. Andy Reid had him in check. And you know how hard that is for him because he has been wanting to say all of the things that he wants to say about this team. And he got a sack. And I know that that put him into like a new level of like, yes, like,
that gave him
demon
like
time.
Oh, that so, sack was personal.
That it was very personal.
He is just such a difference maker on our D line too. Like one of the most underrated edges in the league.
He makes the secondary so much better.
Unbelievable! Unbelievable, really.
So that's my defensive player then.
Mine. I wanted to go Trent McDuffie. I think I'd have to go George Karlaftis.
Yeah.
I
thought you were. That's why I didn't
that
say anything.
He just ate. He feasted. He had a whole entire meal. He had an appetizer. A main course and a dessert.
Listen,
George Karlaftis.
He ate a little Caesar. He got some wine.
He was.
He did all that.
God bless. And then he finished with a big, like, chocolate cake sack. I don't even know. Like,
he heard all the crap y'all were talking about him in the middle of the season.
Yeah.
And he started.
And now he's
at the end of the season.
The second leader for sacks in the playoffs all time for the Chiefs. So that's pretty dang cool. I think
it
he
is.
Has 7 or 7.5 total, something like crazy like that. He's on his third year. All this man knows is Super Bowl. He's like, I'm not going out this round.
No,
I don't lose.
And I know that we did not say Trent McDuffie's name.
But shout the frick out to Trent McDuffie. He is
Holy
so
moly.
Good.
Holy moly.
So, so good.
He's very good. And I think they said that he.
I think he allowed like 2 receptions.
The Chiefs tweeted something today that says that he leads the defense in Shoot. He leads the defense in like defense. And I know that sounds crazy. He leads
in the tackles.
No, it wasn't tackles.
No, I know you're talking. I saw the same thing.
And like defending. That's kind of like what they said.
Passes.
I can't remember. God bless. I was scrolling so fast.
A lot of ground passes.
And I wasn't really paying attention. I was like, oh my God, I love
it. I think it was defensive passes, something like that. Like he hasn't allowed. He gets targeted, but he doesn't.
Most passes defended 13 in playoff, in the playoffs. So shout out to Deuce.
So many fun little stats.
Yeah. Shout out to McDuffie Island for doing what he does. Shout out to Jalen being back. Even though Trent did play a lot of outside. He played a lot outside, even though we thought he would probably be more inside because Jalen was
back.
They're
probably just slowly working it. Being what works, you know.
He ain't got no choice this week.
I mean, granted, like, the Texans don't have a ton of weapons. They do, but a lot of them are hurt.
If they were, right. If Stephon Diggs and Nico, and Tank Dell were
out there, it might be a different conversation, but it's not.
It might be a different game. It might be a different game. Anyway.
Texans O-liners allowed their quarterback to get devoured, and it just was not good. So blame the refs all you want, but maybe don't let your quarterback get sacked 8 times.
Absolutely. Let's go ahead and get into this week's matchup. You still doing good over there?
Oh, yeah. No, I'll wait until you guys finish.
No, because we keep going.
I was
going to
say, I need to take your guys' portrait. So, like,
oh, okay.
Stuff. So we got to take a picture. I'm going to do underdog, and we're going to take a picture, and we're going to get into the next segment. So, y'all got to deal with us just for a second.
Okay.
Y'all say hi. She's like, oh my God, y'all.
Need to get inside. Show up.
There you go.
You need to scream in the
background? No, because then I'm going to scream.
All right,
I'm like, sorry, y'all.
There you go.
Y'all
were a mess. Yeah,
so we actually look official. It's crazy that y'all are going through this with us.
Oh my God. Get a little closer.
Let me see the mic.
A little bit.
I can't hold it too much.
We're a professional crew.
Yeah. You get what you get with us, y'all. While you're there, retweet us on Twitter and make sure more people get it. This is the dog I kicked twice on accident, y'all.
I didn't even see
it. She's so cute.
Okay, cute. Cute. Oh, we're cute. Okay, ready? Bring your hand a little bit higher. There you go. Oh, perfect. I love it. Work it. Cute. Oh, this is adorable. Pretend like you guys are talking to the mic.
Oh.
Cute.
Okay, Lexi, go let her out and I will do the underdogs. Woo! Okay. Y'all, it's been a busy week for us, and we still got news for y'all at the end of this episode. You gonna hang out? Oh, bless. Okay. She gonna hang out with us. You want a quirk from the sponsor or no? Because you work.
No.
Okay.
She said, don't do that.
Yeah. No, we're not doing underdog right now. We're not talking about games yet. Let's go ahead and get into Chiefs Bills. That's happening this week. So, a lot of people are talking about. Let's start off with how everybody is saying the Chiefs are losing this week. Let's start the.
Well, they want us to.
We get it. Y'all have Chiefs fatigue. Y'all are tired of us.
Everyone's. I mean, if you're not a Chiefs fan, I get it. You want us to lose.
Yeah. So
you're tired of us. So you don't want to see us anymore.
I don't want. You know what? Like, I don't blame y'all. I have fatigue too. So the Chiefs haven't played the Bills since week 11. Week 11, I think it's very important to note that. We had a lot of guys who were not here and did not play during that game. Carlson Minnehue, yeah. Jalen Watson, Isaiah Pacheco, Hollywood Brown, Harrison Bucker were all out for this game week 11.
Now, and we had Wanya Morris at left tackle.
Also. Yes. Now they have a few guys out too. They have Matt Milano out, Spencer Brown, Dalton Kincaid, Keon Coleman. Those guys were all out for them as well during that game. So there's going to be a lot of guys that are going to be back for this game that are going to be healthy, which is going to definitely make a difference. Now, let's kind of. So I know that me and you had a conversation. Me and Lexi talk about this game all the time, even when the game isn't even here yet. But I told her, I was like, this game, when you sit back and watch this game, it feels like we were just kind of like, eh, okay. And I personally feel like in the fourth quarter,
respect,
they kind of waved the white. I feel like in the fourth quarter, Andy was like, all right, whatever. We're like, we're down seven. Like, we're not about to sit here and do everything we need to do to win this game because we know that we're going to see you again in the playoffs.
Listen, it's tradition to lose to them in the regular season at this point.
If you haven't realized, the Chiefs always lose to the Bills in the regular season. And that's totally
fine. Now, hopefully tradition stays and then we beat them in the playoffs. That's,
right.
That's tradition. They got to go with it.
But I will say that, like, I was listening to, like, Matt Verderant earlier, too, and he was just talking about how, like, Trent McDuffie wasn't even on their best receiver. Like, the whole entire time he was playing somewhere else.
They're moving him all over, and I think it was just – it was a weird game plan, really weird defensive game plan.
It was. Like,
we didn't really spy Josh Allen the whole time, and I think that's crucial. And I would like to see either Leo or Drew be on Josh.
I would love to see Leo be the spy this week.
I think Leo is the best option.
And if it's Drew, I'm okay with that. But, like, the last game, they dropped Drew all the way back into coverage. And I'm like, I don't want to ever see you out there ever again. That's not where you're supposed to be. You're not a freaking corner.
I mean,
what are we doing?
It was just the weirdest defensive game plan.
I feel like Spags was like, I feel like Spags was like, okay, let's try this. Like, that game felt like lot of let's try this experiment, see what happens. But is that the game that Patrick was like, I can't do this anymore at left tackle? It was either that week or like the week after.
Yeah, Patrick, that's when it was getting really bad.
Frustration at left tackle. And that's when they made that change. So,
and I think they blitzed him a lot, if I remember right.
And all we had during that game was Kareem Hunt. We had Samaje Perine. And
we had Travis, of course. We had D-Hop kind of was finding his way to our offense.
He had only – that was his –
it was like his second game, I think.
Right. So, even though he had a few snaps, but
– it wasn't like
– yeah. So, I don't really know, like
– it's
hard for me to compare the last game to what this game is going to be.
Yeah.
Because I know for a fact that this game is going to feel
– I will say
– much differently.
I think for them, too. I don't think they showed us a lot either.
Yeah.
They scored more because Josh Allen just ran all over us. But
true. But I will say, I think the difference is the Bills have opened their book throughout the rest of the season.
Yeah.
So even though they didn't show us, we still
they had to show stuff versus like the Rams and the Lions.
And the Ravens. Even though they like ran the ball.
They did not do well.
Because I will tell you this, after watching them with the Ravens, I was like, oh, okay, so no, we really need to put a spy on Josh Allen. And I kind of already felt that way after the last game, mm-hmm. because as you guys know, like he had that big run at the end, ran it in for a touchdown. That pretty much is what made them go up 10 points against us. I was like, okay, yeah. Because I think everybody was frustrated that there wasn't a spy there because why are we letting Josh Allen run the damn ball? But at that time, we also weren't 15-2, so we didn't really know what was going on week 11.
Is that like you let Josh Allen build up his confidence and think you're going to let him do that again? I feel like they knew there was a good chance we'd see them again in the postseason by the way things were going, the way the season was going. There was a great chance.
And at that time, we both had a really good record. We were 10-0, and they had maybe only lost one or two. Yeah.
They had lost to the Ravens.
Because we still had the same record as the Lions. So... yeah, I think that this game plan is going to be a lot different, especially because we have
It's not even going to be anything. I can't even take much from it because I don't think.
And, like, we had the bye week. They didn't. We played the 3 games in 11 days against 3 really great teams. Like, our back half of our schedule was way tougher than theirs.
Kind of beaten up right now. They have a lot of players that are...
Now, and I do think that they're going to all be active this week. So, like...
Except the one that was in concussion protocol. It was...
Has he cleared yet?
No, it was like towards the end
of the game. Well, I guess it's only Tuesday.
So, it was the end of the game. And one of their best linebackers came out at the end of the game, too.
Yeah, the one guy
Matt Milano came out at the end.
But I think he'll still
Christian
play
Benford or Terrell Bernard, one of them. Let's see.
I think that Milano is definitely going to play this week, though. I think they're going to figure out a way to get him enough treatment to where there's no way he's missing this game.
I wouldn't think so.
So,
because Matt Milano is like never healthy enough to play us in the playoffs. He's like always missing. He's always hurt.
Yeah, because he wasn't there week 11. So with that being said, I think that when I think about the offensive line, so when we have that conversation about left tackle, who's going to stay at left tackle. I think that they're still going to stay with Tooney. I think Caliendo is still going to be the guard.
This is what it is. Christian Benford, their cornerback, is in the concussion protocol. And he took a concussion late in the game. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. It's tough to pass a concussion protocol.
Yeah.
And then their safety, Taylor Rapp, who is a ball hawk.
Yeah.
He is day-to-day with a hip injury. He'll probably play.
He was having x-rays, I think, on Sunday or Monday for his hip. Which, yeah, I'm sure he'll play too, even if it's limited snaps. Like, these guys are going to do everything they can. It's the game away from the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I mean, most of them are in it.
Yeah. Right.
If they can, they'll play.
So I think that you kind of just have to stick with like what you've been doing this whole time. If you've been having Tooney at the left tackle and you've been having Caliendo at guard and you have your other two all pros there and Jawan Taylor is coming off a very good game, I think you kind of have to just stick with that and roll with that. I think bringing DJ Humphries in right now would just be too much.
But it's great to have him for insurance in case of injury.
Yeah, in case of emergency.
If either tackle gets hurt, I mean, Jawan Taylor's been dealing with an injury here and there throughout the season. So
he can hop in on either
side. So great to know we have him back if we need him.
He can hop in on any side. And I also would say, I think with this game, I want us to lead with with Kareem Hunt and Isaiah Pacheco be behind him. We've seen like what Kareem has been able to do for us. Like, I don't think I'm tall enough to fall forward to get like 2 yards. But we know that like if we're in a situation where that needs to happen, he's going to be able to go out there and do that.
He will get you positive yardage.
Always. Like, he's not going to. When you look at last game, when you started and we lost like 11 yards with Isaiah Pacheco, like, that's not the best way to start a game. No. So, I mean, I definitely want us to continue to do that. And I think that more than one receiver is definitely going to catch the ball this week. It's not just going to be Travis Kelce and Xavier Worthy. God bless. I'm like, the little one. Xavier Worthy.
Xavier.
Xavier. So,
he's been so good for us.
I think we are going to like torch them. Like, I
hope it's not even close and no one can even blame the ref.
Well,
I mean, maybe you shouldn't even blame him for last week, but
more so just like from an aspect of like, I think this week is where we see like the deep ball. I think this
we had a few good deep balls. Last to Worthy week. Against the Bills the first time we played them.
Oh, yeah. He cooked them the first quarter.
Yeah, he was great.
He cooked them the first quarter, and then Andy was like, all right, that's enough.
Mm-hmm.
And then we didn't see him anymore in the game, and everybody was like, why are we not seeing Worthy? Because he was cooking in the first quarter of this game. So I think we're definitely going to be able to, like, keep that same game plan, but now we have him and Hollywood, so we can spread them out on the field and put them wherever.
Because I said it last week and it still sticks with me. Our offensive pass coordinator, Joe Blamire, said a month ago, he's like, there is a lot more in DeAndre Hopkins' arsenal that we have not even shown the world yet.
We would have seen some of
that. That's why I thought we were going to see some of this last week, especially because he was on the Texans. We probably wanted to do something against them.
They're like, no, whatever.
They didn't. Yeah. So I hope they're saving him for this week and maybe D-Hop and I don't know.
So here's my conspiracy.
Oh, God.
Travis Kelce cooked last week.
Cooked?
I think it was for a reason.
You think we don't see him much this week?
I don't think we see him at all this week.
Same.
And I also think that Travis is going to be on the field and they're going to be like, yo, he had 7 for 117 all in the middle of the field last week.
They're going to
game plan around that. Let's not do what the Bills did.
That's true. Maybe he was like a decoy.
I think he was a decoy. And
which is crazy to have Travis Kelce as a decoy.
You should game plan better for him. But I think. I think that they're going to be like, all right, Travis Kelce's shown that he's still got it. He can still cook. He can clearly still run the ball for 40 plus yards, especially in the middle of the field. Patrick was throwing a whole bunch of checkdowns. I don't want to say it was checkdowns, but it was a lot of like short throws.
It was short. Yeah.
But it wasn't like so
short. But he did get Travis. I mean, it was good, like 20, 30 yards, you know.
So my point is, I think they're going to be like, oh, we can't let that happen again. And so I do think that you are going to continue to see Travis being maybe doubled and tripled and being that decoy so you can have guys like Zay and Hollywood or D-Hop and Juju or Justin Watson and Noah Gray, whoever, be on the outside edges and do what they need to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's we want to go through keys to winning. What do we think?
I think the defense is going to continue to be great too. Like, I actually have nothing for the defense. I will say the only thing is I do want them to continue. They have to put a spy on Josh Allen.
Have to.
That's
my biggest key.
I think Jalen Watson has
will kill you with the run.
Like, I think this week we see if he's actually healthy or not. Because, like, last week, I feel like he didn't have to do too much against the Texans.
No, he didn't have to do a ton. I mean,
and do you see Nazi Johnson or Joshua Williams this week?
I think they switch it up. Maybe I think they go back to Joshua.
Yeah, that's what I think too.
Because Nazi, well, I love Nazi, love you to death. But he didn't do as different. Well. He didn't do as well versus the Bills. He did great versus the Texans. Correct. So you stick with that.
And Josh did great versus the Bills. So I wouldn't be surprised if we saw more Josh Williams this week.
Yeah.
Which is okay. Like, I'm okay with that.
Listen, whatever they think works, I trust it. I trust Spag. So
yeah. What were you about to say about Jalen Watson? I was saying
I
hope he's healthy.
Yeah, I think they were. I think they were just taking it easier with him too. His first game back.
Yeah.
So I think we see a lot
because he's gonna have to be on the field a lot more this week. Mm-hmm. That's my thing. Like, he's gonna have to be on the field a lot.
My biggest thing is like their running back room, man. It like. They're not the flashiest names, but Ray Davis has been such a good compliment to
James Cook. Yeah.
Plus Josh Allen. Like, if we have to be able to stop their run, our linebackers.
But I think we can. Like, I mean, we've seen what we did to Derrick Henry. We've seen what we've done to all of these other, like, guys who have great.
Joe Mixon got a little bit on us, but.
No one else did. Yeah. But they had to lean kind of heavier they kinda on their did. Run because they don't.
But the Bills are going to do the same thing because their receivers aren't. I mean, they have two good tight ends. Knox and Kincaid are very good.
And I'm more
Shakir
worried
is
about,
very good.
Shakir is good, but I'm more worried about the tight ends just because Trent.
We struggle with tight ends.
Trent is a smaller corner, but with Jalen being back, that should help a lot.
That's where I think Jaden Hicks is going to do well too.
Absolutely.
I think he's going to.
I can't remember. He's going to be a factor.
I don't think we played him much during the Bills game.
Yeah, I don't think so.
We weren't using him as much at that
point. No, because he didn't really get super hot for us until later in the back half of the season.
I think it was like after that game is when he started getting hot.
And he's a bigger body safety that can go out there and, you know, play in that role if need be. So I would love to see – I think we will see a lot more of Jaden this week because I also don't know, like, how healthy is Justin Reed this week.
I know,
because he took a pretty hard hit last week too, and I mean, he came back in the game and he looked like he was fine.
Yeah,
and I know that he's gonna play this week, you know what I mean, but how much of him are we gonna see?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm really hoping that this is the only other thing that I want to say is I do think that the Bills are going to be mad aggressive. Like, I think if it's like a fourth and short or like a fourth and short, and when I mean short, fourth and four and under, they're going to go for it, especially depending on where they are on the field. Now, I'm hoping that the Chiefs offense kind of does the same thing because I fully believe that our defense is going to be able to go get us the ball back.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely think that they're going to have to play super gutsy. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if they had like the Dan Campbell mentality going into the game.
Absolutely.
This week because they want it. And Josh Allen is still trying to prove that he's this MVP quarterback and all of those things.
I mean, he wants to beat us. He wants to make his first Super Bowl. It's going to be hard. It's going to be a battle.
It's going to be hard, babe. But it's not going to be nearly as easy as you thought. Do not game plan this game based off of week 11. That's all I can say. Like,
did you see their defensive coordinator said he was playing for a prayer? Like, that was his game plan, was a prayer.
Good for
him.
I'm
like, that's okay. Good luck with that.
Yeah. Good for him. And yeah, good for him for doing that. But like, no, if they definitely, I know that Andy and Spags are going to be able to make adjustments at any time in this game.
Yeah.
Can they adjust to that?
Yeah.
I think our special teams.
We're going to have a lot coming for them.
Yeah. I think our special teams is going to continue to be special.
I trust our special teams over any special team.
But I do think that we're going to be able to stop the run this week and make Josh Allen throw the ball. If you make, this game is going to come down to like turnovers. If Josh Allen has one turnover or they have one fumble or something like that, we're going to capitalize.
God, I hope we just get one punch out, one good strip sack, one good. And something like that can change your entire game.
It really can. And I do think that these Chiefs players feel super disrespected based off of just like everything that they're hearing. And even just like the stuff from last week of they're not really a good team. I mean, the refs.
Everyone's been saying that all year. Oh, you win close games. Well, that's a good thing. So I hate to break it to you. It's a good thing to win close games. So,
well, and a lot of teams do. I'm like, a lot
the Commanders, that's their story of the year. But for them, it's great and inspiring. For us, it's, oh, you should be better because you're the Chiefs. I get it. But, like, you know.
Make it make sense. So, yeah. What keys to this game do you have?
I think I've pretty much given everything I have. I think commit to our run game for sure because they're decent at stopping the run, but they've also allowed some points. So I think just really making sure you have a good 1-2 punch with Pacheco and Kareem, and then getting – I like Kareem in there on third downs. I like Piran in there on third downs. I think
sure
you
do.
Give Pacheco the early first and second downs and then give Kareem and Piran. And then I think, give it a lot to Kareem at the end of the game. I think we saw good success with that this last week. And that's against an even better defense, in my opinion, than the Bills. Bills have a good defense, but I think the Texans had the toughest defense left.
Kareem had 14 carries and 60 yards, averaging 4 yards a carry last time. His longest one was 17 yards. And this is in the last game. Xavier Worthy, yeah, he cooked them in the first quarter. And we didn't see him anymore. He had four catches for 61.
Just weird. Game
four plan. For 61, and Andy was like,
"Okay, no, we're done.
Get out of there." And then D Hop went 3 for 29. Justin Watson was 2 for 26. Patrick threw the ball 33 times.
Justin Watson didn't even exist last week.
Yeah, no.
I think he had like 2 snaps.
He didn't. we didn't have any. That was another game where we didn't have any sacks. So I do think that our defense will take
Josh Allen
personally.
Is hard. He's hard to sack, man.
He is. But I think that that is going to make our defense be like, yeah, no. Like,
but Omenihue's back. Yeah. They're different. They're different right now.
No sacks. And then when I look at the Bills, yeah, Josh Allen ran for 60 yards almost.
Mm-hmm.
He had
that's what I mean. 12 stopping, carries. Stopping that is
he had 55 yards. James Cook only had 20.
Yeah, he had 2 touchdowns, though, I think.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
So they were in the
So, like, zone. Yeah. We got to just – and this Ray Davis guy, he's kind of a problem. So we got to watch out for him because he makes random pops.
Shakir
he'll get,
went
like, 20
off
yards
on us.
On
Shakir went off on us. 8 for 70.
Yeah.
Curtis Samuel, 5 for 58. Amari Cooper, 2 for 55. Oh, yeah, that was the big catch on Nazi. Mm-hmm. I forgot about that. Mm-hmm. That was awful.
So I just think we're going to see a whole different plan. I don't take much from that regular season game.
Von Miller and Bernard had a sack on Pat too. So when you kind of just compare the last game to this game, like I do think the defense is definitely going to want to kick it into a higher gear. Specifically for that reason alone, because they weren't able to get the quarterback on the ground.
Yeah.
Are those all your keys? My keys to the game. No, I do have some. We cannot start off slow this week. We started off slow last week.
Yeah.
You're getting out of here? Yep, go ahead. I can definitely get into my keys to the game. I think for us, like, we started off slow last week against the Texans. That first quarter was not – it took too long to get going. So I feel like going against the Bills, this is the game where you have to play the whole entire 60 minutes, whether it's the offense and the defense, and you have to take off. So starting the game hot, I think making sure that we don't have any turnovers. I think we have to be really smart with the ball. I think we have to win time of possession. So, like, I think one of the biggest things that the Bills did very well last time was making sure that the ball was not in Patrick's hand. That can't happen this time. We need to be able to take over the time of possession and keep Josh Allen off of the field. I feel like the Bills have learned a lot from the Chiefs, not even necessarily like how to play them, but how to incorporate a lot of that into their game plan so they can be a better team.
Yeah.
And they definitely took over time of possession in the last game. I do remember that because I was like,
yes, Patrick, they did.
In the third quarter, I was like, get
that's when
off
we were really, we were really struggling in the third quarter.
Yeah.
For a while.
We didn't get the ball until like
super
late.
Yeah.
And I was like, please give Patrick the ball back. Mm-hmm. Like, we're never going. We
could not get it.
We can't get from down three if Patrick doesn't have the ball.
My biggest thing is just shutting down their run game. Because, I mean, even this last week, Josh threw for like 120 yards and zero touchdowns, like we said. I think it's just the key is stopping their run. If you can slow down their run game, mm-hmm. you have a great chance of winning. But yeah, like you said, just foot on the gas from start to finish.
Yeah, they had the ball 9 minutes longer than we did.
Mm-hmm. Which is a lot.
That's an NFL long time. That's a very long time. So,
and that's going to lose you a game if you do that. So.
And they were really good on third down, too. We got to get off the freaking field. No, I will say, I feel so much better about our defense. Like, we were missing so many pieces.
Our biggest struggle is still the third down thing.
Yes, we struggle even on third down.
Even against the Texans, they got a lot of third downs on us. So I'd love to see us tighten
up. And we had a lot of freaking penalties. We had two times the amount of penalties. We had six penalties. They had three.
No, I think it was the opposite.
No. I'm looking at it.
Oh, in the Bills game.
In the Bills game. I'm like, no, I'm looking at it.
I thought you
meant
the Texans. I was like,
we had two times the amount of penalties. And we had two turnovers that game.
Yeah. So we can't do that.
So, I mean, playing clean football, keep the ball, win time of possession.
Establish your run game early on.
Don't give up on it. Spy Josh Allen.
Yeah. That's my biggest
create
one.
Create turnovers. Freaking get a sack. So I think those are the keys to winning. Yeah. Like, yeah, I think that's where
we can do it, guys. This team can do it.
We got this.
I think we're about to see a really, really, really fun game plan. I'm very excited about it.
Divine fun.
I think
I'm gonna be stressed.
I think our offense is gonna get fun.
I think I'm. Gonna
I mean,
stressed.
I'm always stressed. It's not a cheap game if you're not. Stressed.
I was not stressed about this text.
Oh well. It also helps when you're there. I'm way less stressed when I'm at the game.
I was like,
when I'm at the game, I'm like, we're not losing.
The whole week I was like. Whole week, I was like, I really need to calm down. I'm way too confident about this freaking game.
When you're listening, though, to the freaking commentators that just, like, want you to lose, that
I'm so glad I didn't hear any of that.
Mm.
Let's go ahead and get into our next brand sponsor. Shout out to Underdog Fantasy. We are getting ready to talk about the next matchup, which is Eagles Commanders, and that's going to be brought to you by these lovely people right here. So, if you are in Missouri, this message is for you today. Download Underdog Fantasy app, use promo code Kingdom Queens, and if you play $5, we're going to give you $50 in bonus funds. Play five, we give you 50.
So great.
Like, what in the world? I don't know if you guys follow Kingdom Queens on Twitter, but me and Lexi put together some of our favorite plays over the weekend, and we went 2 for 2. So
four, actually.
Technically four. Yeah. Two tickets for in each had two. So if you followed them and you did that, you won money last week, right? So make sure you download the Underdog Fantasy app specifically for you in Missouri. Play five, get 50. And we're definitely going to have more plays for you this weekend. The $50 doesn't even have to go strictly towards NFL. You can do NBA or you can do WNBA or whatever you want to do. College, but there's definitely going to be so many great plays coming this weekend. I'm trying to see.
We'll put together our quick thoughts this weekend. Yeah. Probably on Saturday, we'll put together our what we think is going to happen, and then you guys can go off that or make your own plays or whatever you want. But we did go 4 for 4 this last week.
We definitely did. Shout out to us. Right now, they actually have a 50% boost too. So that means that if your odds, let's say, are like 10 times the amount, you would get 50%. So it would be 15, if that makes sense for y'all. So download the Underdog app. It's very fun.
It's very fun. It's easy to use, user friendly.
And they cash you out very quickly.
Yeah.
Like, they cash you out when you win very quickly. Download Underdog Fantasy right now, promo code Kingdoms Queens, and yeah, go get the money if you're in Missouri. And I mean, you can download it if you're in other states too. But
yeah, anywhere.
Missouri, we got something special for y'all right now.
Yeah.
So, the NFC game of the weekend, which actually we're the late game. We didn't say that. So get us last. But Eagles versus Commanders. And I'm just going to go ahead and say it. I think the Commanders win.
I do too. but
I think the Commanders win.
I'm back and forth. But
it depends on the weather. I don't think that matters, actually.
I've not been sold on what Jalen Hurts has been doing these past few weeks.
Would you, can you, Lexi said this earlier. Can you believe that the NFC East has two teams in the NFC Championship game?
When three from the NFC North made it. If you would have told me at the beginning of the year the game was going to be the Eagles Commanders, I would have said, how did we get there? I would have said, how did we get there?
The NFC North's record was crazy. Like, they were beating everybody, and none of them are there.
It just goes to show you that flashy wins in the regular season aren't what it's all about. It doesn't matter. Tell y'all.
I think for me, I don't really have, like, a ton to say about this game, but I think that, like, Jaden Daniels.
I find it underwhelming.
I don't, because I think the Commanders are going to win.
I think the Commanders are the hot team right now.
Yeah.
I think if they can stop Saquon, they're going to win.
Yeah.
Like, they are good. Now, if their defense, they do have a great defense. If that defense can really challenge Jaden Daniels, then.
But, I mean, are they going to be.
Have a good chance. But.
Are they going to be tougher than the Lions?
I don't know.
That I think the Lions environment is more hostile than the Eagles.
No, the Eagles are so hostile.
No, they are, but the Lions are a dome team.
Yeah, but the Eagles are.
But
and they also hate the Commanders.
But they're used to playing them. They're in the same division.
Yeah, that's why I don't love a division rival as an NFC Championship game. But oh well.
I think
Jaden Daniels is playing. He's playing better than Jalen Hurts right now.
Absolutely. But I think Dan Quinn has the answer for the Eagles since he was also with Cowboys.
Yeah, he'll be good.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just think that as long as Brian Robinson Jr. just continue to run the ball.
Get Austin Eckler involved.
Freaking Terry McLaurin. Just keep throwing him the ball.
Dyami Brown.
Yeah.
He's really good.
And I don't think Jaden's going to fall under pressure.
No, he hasn't yet. I mean, he's really, really good under pressure.
Cool
so
as
far.
A cucumber. Yeah. So I think he'll be just fine.
That's what I think the most impressive thing is. He's just so, like, focused and not overwhelmed.
It's like nobody's at the game. It's just him. And I do think that, the Eagles, they need to do more – if they think that they can just win this game with Saquon, they're not going
to
win.
It's also hard to get back to the Super Bowl as a quarterback once you've lost. Like, it's very rare that you get back to the Super Bowl once you've lost it.
I don't know how healthy.
I think it hasn't been done for a long time.
I don't know how healthy Jalen Hurts is.
Yeah, I don't either. He got beat up this last game.
He did. So. A lot. So, anyway.
I don't know.
What's your score prediction for that game?
For that game. I know. I think I'm going to go with Commanders, too. Should I pick Eagles just for fun? So we can
no.
I also think it would be – okay, if the Chiefs make it to the Super Bowl, I think it's a really fun storyline with the Commanders because it's like, okay, you have the team going for the three-peat, the dynasty, the current dynasty, and then you have the new hottest quarterback in football going up against him, trying to stop it.
Yeah.
I think that's a really good narrative.
Which that it reminds me of Patrick Mahomes.
It does.
His whole story reminds me of him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm definitely going Commanders. And I think if they win, it's by like three.
Yeah. The last quarterback to get back to the Super Bowl when they lost, the first one was Elway, which just tells you how long ago that was.
Right.
So it's rare. So if Jalen Hurts can, if he got over that, that'd be crazy. But even if they do.
I mean, Patrick Mahomes got back to the Super Bowl after losing.
Yeah, but he had already won one.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why. It didn't matter.
Yeah, because he doesn't. So Jalen, he has.
And odds don't really apply to Patrick Mahomes. He kind of just gets over them and does whatever. So
I love
our chances versus either team if we make it to the Super Bowl. For this game, I think it'll be higher. Actually, I don't know. I think higher scoring. I'm going to go like 31-25. Commanders.
I think like a 24-21. Yeah, I think like 24-21.
Write down our Commanders.
24-21 Commanders.
24-21 Jody. What did I say? 31-25. All right. We'll see how it ends up.
See how it goes. All right. Before we get into our final sponsors, we got some news for y'all. Tomorrow is a very big day for your kingdom's queen.
Pause.
Trying to learn how to work this thing. We're back, baby. So make sure you hang out with us tomorrow morning on Fox 4. They love us. We love them. We will be on their live at 9:15 a.m. So
on their Red Wednesday show.
Red Wednesday show. They're doing things all week long. And they were like, hey, we win. We want y'all. We're like, we'll be there. So shout out to Fox 4.
And just so y'all know, we were on the Fox 4 news show last year this time, right before we played the Bills, and then we won. So I feel like this is like some good juju.
Yeah.
Tradition going on here.
It is.
But yeah, tune in with us. It's just gonna be a quick segment, and
just like it is always,
just discuss a little bit of Chiefs.
Gonna talk some Chiefs, gonna talk score predictions, what our biggest things are for the game, kind of like what you just saw here in an hour and a half. But do it again tomorrow. Come support us. Take pictures, post online, do all that good
photograph
stuff.
Your TV.
Please take pictures on your TV
and tag us because we'd love to see it.
And we also will announce the winner for our current contest that we have right now on Twitter. If you have not seen that, we have partnered with Team Homage. Shout out to them. We're doing a giveaway right now for a starter jacket. And all you have to do is retweet the post, follow both Homage and Kingdom Queens, and say how much you love Homage. And you can win a Chiefs starter jacket. We'll be doing a giveaway for that
this weekend.
And cross your fingers that we win, because if we do, we're going to have another giveaway.
Crossing every finger.
Crossing every finger, dotting every I, crossing every T. and then last, our favorite quirk, shout out to Boulevard Brewery, our last brand partnership. If you are in Kansas City or local to Kansas City, even though they do ship, so you don't have to be local to the city, but Boulevard Brewery, we love them. We love Quirk. We love all the seltzers. We love all the beers. It's still January, which is crazy. And I think some people are still doing dry January, but I also know a lot of people who like gave up after like 14 days, and that's okay.
Especially when Chiefs football's on. It's hard.
I don't judge.
It's tough.
We listen and we don't judge.
Right. But they also have non-alcoholic options.
They do.
So if you are doing dry January, enjoy those.
So shout out to Homage. We love them, support them, and thank them for taking care of us as well. So that's all we have today.
We got to give our score predictions.
Oh.
For the Chiefs, Bills.
Chiefs, Bills. Well, we always win by 3.
It's tradition.
Even though we just lost by 9 weeks ago. That's not happening. We're definitely winning this game. Patrick Mahomes.
We're this close to history, guys. This close.
Patrick's not going to let y'all beat him twice in one season. Mm-mm.
Especially considering this could be Travis's last game at Arrowhead. I just don't see it. I mean, it could be. Hopefully not.
I think the Chiefs win. Oh, this is so dumb. It's going to be like a 27-24.
That's literally, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll say 24-21.
Did we score 31 points last week?
No.
Yeah.
So not happening.
It's going to be under 30.
24-21 is mine. What's yours?
27-24. The weather at Arrowhead is going to be a little warmer, and like by a little, I mean like 2 or 3 degrees.
Yeah. It's still going to be cold.
The last Saturday. 24-17. Woo! 34-24.
Think we get over the
You know, at this
we'll
point.
We'll see. We shall see. But
this game is so important. This game is so... Win or go home. Ah, I hate being here.
No.
Win or go home.
I love it, but I
love it. Stressful. And it's very stressful. So,
yeah.
If you're at Arrowhead this week, bundle up. Your voice matters. You have to be loud this week.
So you have to be even louder than last week.
You have to bang on the seat. You have to put coins in your can and shake them. You have to be loud. Make sure you have your scarf. Make sure you have your heat warmers, your hand warmers, your vest, your toe warmers. And make friends
with your neighbors.
My neighbors were so fun this last week. We had so much fun at Arrowhead.
I mean, it's hard to have a bad time there.
I expect to have the same atmosphere this week. So no stressing out. Help your defense. Be loud. And let's
get this win.
This is the
seventh
AFC championship game in a row.
Appreciate every single moment, y'all, on this ride we're on.
Nuts.
7 is insane. So just appreciate it. Because who knows?
All right. We'll see y'all in the morning at 5:00.
Love y'all.
Bye. 7 is crazy.
Save big at Menards and prepare for the summer heat with a new air conditioner from Denali Air. Quickly and efficiently cool your spaces with auto and eco modes to maximize performance and save on energy costs. Cool your space from anywhere in the room with 3 cooling speeds and a remote control. Save big money on Denali air conditioners. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save.